Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we know it's raining out, but Lord, in our hearts is sunny. And Father, we just pray that you'd be with us today and serve us and help us to better understand the day and hour in which we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. This morning be Satan's Eden number 213, The Lust Veil. And from Satan's Eden 67, paragraph 67, Brother Brown said, notice, take our women. Now, if you want to see what the condition of the church is, watch the way women are acting. She always represents the church. So look at the Old Testament, okay? It's replete with Israel committing whoredom, which is leaving its husband, which was God, for another lover. In some cases, Balaam, in some cases, just idolatry, etc. A worldly headship. We see this in Judges 8:27, and Gideon made an ephod thereof and put it in the city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went thithering, a whoring after it. So even an ephod, I don't know exactly what that is, but they went whoring after it, which thing become a snare unto Gideon and to his house. Now, in order to go a whoring, she had to leave her husband for another to make love to. That is the very definition of a whore and a harlot. And in Hosea 9:1, rejoice not, O Israel, for joy as other people. For thou hast gone a whoring from God, notice from God, that thou loved a reward upon every cornflower. Now, again, we see the type of Israel leaving God, her husband, for another. Okay, again in 2 Chronicles 21:13. But hast walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and hast made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a whoring, like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also hast slain thy brethren of thy father's house, which are better than thyself. Again, we see another time where Israel rejected their relationship with God as their head in favor of another to be their head. And in Judges 8:33, and it came to pass as soon as Gideon was dead that the children of Israel turned again and went a whoring after Balaam and made Baal-berith their god. Now notice, by rejecting God's headship to the word, they began to look to another to rule over her. But that is not where it ends. The New Testament church does the same thing as we see in various New Testament church scriptures, okay? 2 Corinthians 11. Would to God that you would bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband. Now remember, in the beginning it was one husband and one woman. So he promised her to be the husband of one, which is Christ. And Paul said, I am jealous of this relationship. It is a trust. My promise to him is that you would be a virgin, no other man made creeds, and that I may present you as a chaste virgin, which is purified, pure virgin to Christ. So we see that in the seven church ages, the church was engaged to Christ, but they, the church, lost their virginity by listening to other men and being seduced by what she had heard. They followed the same pattern as Israel. From Lee Vale, okay, called Trees, Books, and Fountains, number one, he said the tree of life and the tree of death, okay. Brother Vale said, all right, it is a truth that the bride had that absolutely saves her. Excuse me, it is a truth that the bride had that absolutely saves her. It is the sanctifying truth of the word that puts her in a position of virginity, because Eve lost her virginity by having another man. The church lost its virginity by going to a false Jesus, a false spirit, and a false word. How deep can you get it, okay? In other words, the church became completely pregnant to bring forth all kinds of bastards and illegitimate children, and we'll see that it did. Now we're talking about trees, okay? So look what the Catholic Church has produced, okay? Just look at them all through the years. Look what the Lutherans have produced. Look what the Wesleyans have produced. Look what the Baptists and the Pentecostal produced. And even look what the people in this message have produced. People don't like me say that, but is a message in you? If the message is in you, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about believers in the message. I'm talking about make believers claiming to believe the message, okay? Brother Branham said, Lord, just once more, said, in Pentecost, the requirement was not a mental test. It was a test, the Holy Spirit that fell down on the day of Pentecost. That's out of the question to the people today. Did you know the Roman Catholic Church was first the original Pentecostal church? It taken 2,000 years to get into it, to get in the condition it's in today. If this Pentecostal organization, that's message included, because he was not talking to a message church, he was talking to Christian Pentecostals. If this Pentecostal organization keeps on another 50 years, it'll be worse than the Catholic Church. That's right, sin heaping in every side. Now you might not think that you might think that I'm crazy, but I know where I'm at. See, it's true. You just wait. You'll find out. You just wait, okay? He says yes. And look what the Pentecostals have produced by 2013. Remember, he said this in 50 years ago, and we have money and sex scams right in the pulpit, and the people can't live any higher than the one who teaches them. The Bible says in Hosea 4:9, and there shall be like people and like priests. And I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. So the people and the priests are just the same. So like Brother Brown said, there's something about where you go to church, where you learn, who teaches you, okay? Because if you can't live any higher than the one who's teaching you, all right? So if the one who's teaching you is polluted, you're going to be polluted. I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes. You better get up and out of those churches, okay? Brother Vail said in Shalom, number 14, coming to a virgin mind, he said, in the beginning of the church ages, we had a church that was spoken of in 2 Corinthians 11. Paul is speaking to them, and he says, verse 2, I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Now, that's what he had been given of God to bring into existence as a foundation for all the seven church ages and the church, from the seven church ages and the church, which was to be built upon it. She was to be a virgin. But notice she loses her virginity and what it means to lose her virginity. He says, but I fear lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so shall your minds be beguiled. Okay. And Brother Branham in many places, 82 in all, where he says that the church, when she organized, she becomes a whore, which means you leave your husband. Now, from the seed shall be not the heir, he said, still we find out in this age that we're living in now, or now living in, see, that the womb, the Pentecostal organization, looked just exactly like the real thing. But did you realize that Revelation 17, it called the Roman Catholic Church, the first organization, a whore? How many knows that to be true? How many knows that she was a mother of harlots? What is an immoral woman? Now, he said this woman was a church. What is a whore? Is a woman that's untrue to her marriage vow. What is a harlot? Same thing, same word. Now, she gave birth. What kind of a birth? Not to the word, but to organization. It was an organizational birth. Here's Methodist, Baptist, and Pentecostal, and they all took the habits of their mother. Why? Every seed after is kind, okay? Any ornery woman in California can give birth to a virgin girl, and that's why the message come forth. But when truth was presented to Luther's church age of sanctification, he couldn't take it. When the baptism of the Holy Ghost was permitted, presented to the Methodists, they couldn't take it. And now when the seed time has produced to Pentecost, she can't take it. She's organized. But she has been a carrier of the seed, see? And from seed shall not be heir. Am I going too fast? From seed shall not be heir with the chuck. He says, now, that's why I'm so strongly today, and I thought this would be a good time because I didn't know how much longer that we'll be together. And maybe I could, some way, God would help me to show you the reason that I so firmly denounce organized religion. See, it's it cannot be heir with the original program of God, because organization is not of God. It's not of men. The first church was ever organized in all the world was the Roman Catholic Church at Nicaea, Rome. And Revelation 17 said, she was a whore and all of her children were harlots. And a whore is a woman who doesn't live true to her husband, and a harlot is the same thing. So you cannot tell me that, you know, again, I'm saying, because I'm trying to get it, bring it home. You cannot tell me that everybody who claims to believe the message believes the message. So those who don't believe the message are whores because they're not living true to the message of their husband. Okay? And so, you see, it becomes a church anyhow. It's organized system, and it separates brotherhood. We tried to organize all the churches together. It won't work, never did work. It will never work. The World Council of Churches, they're out of the program of God. Okay, so we see Paul speaking of wanting to present the church as a pure virgin to Christ, but when they begin to listen to other men instead of the word, they lost their virginity and were to be judged as a whore. Same thing has happened in the Old Testament and to the New Testament church as well. Now, 2 Corinthians 11. But I fear lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. If he that cometh preaches another Jesus, and that's another means a different Jesus, whom we have not preached, or, you know, that's like people preaching a oneness, okay? Whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, a hetero spirit, or one of a different nature, which you have not received, or another, a hetero spirit, or one of a different nature, a gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with them. In other words, they could be preaching the same gospel, but it's got a different feel to it. It's got a different slant to it. It's got a different impression or expression to it, okay? They're saying the same things, like I've always said. You can look at a woman and say, she's really ugly, and you can tell that I mean the person's ugly. Or you can say, she's really ugly. In other words, I kind of doubt that she's ugly. She might be, you know, whatever. All right? In other words, the way you say it it's not an echo if you don't say it the exact same way. You see? That's what I'm trying to get across. All right. And that, he says, another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him, for I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest of apostles. In other words, I'm not behind any of these big shot apostles. But God's told me what to say, okay? Because he says, if you say anything what I didn't say, you're going to be cursed, okay? Paul also pronounces, to do so, you are cursed for doing it, just like a woman found in adultery, according to Numbers 5, was cursed with a curse for committing adultery against her husband. Now, we don't have time to go into it, but basically, you know, you all know the Numbers 5 talks about the adulterous woman. The man comes on a long trip, he comes home, he suspects his wife has not been true. Well, if she has not been true, when she drinks the potion that the dust off the floor and the barley, essence or whatever, she drinks that, if she hasn't been true, she's going to rot in her thighs and swell in her belly. But if she's been true, she's going to be able to conceive a child for the husband, okay? So Galatians 1:6 says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, a heteros gospel, one of a different nature. They might be saying they're preaching the message, but they're not preaching the message. It's not the same thing Brother Bram said. All right, it's not the same message. They call it a message. I don't care what you call it. You know, if I take a banana and call it a Rolls Royce, do you think I'm going to get in it and drive away? Come on, people, be smart. Don't say just because they call themselves something they are. Like Brother Brown said, you can say a lie over and over again until you finally believe it. All right, then he says, which is not another, which is not a different one altogether, but there be some that trouble you that would pervert the gospel of Christ. So if it's not another, then it's a perverted one. And if it's of a different nature, it's a perverted one. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You see, they preach not that a different gospel, but the true gospel, only that it is twisted. It is a perverted gospel. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. In other words, I don't care if they're preaching the message. If it's a twisted message, they're perverted. Don't listen to them. That's what he says. Preach any other gospel unto you than that which I preach, let him be cursed. And it said before, so say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be cursed. That's why Brother Branham said, I'm only saying what Paul said. And if you can't take what Brother Branham said and show it from where Paul said it, you don't understand it. You're like a child singing the wrong words to the song, okay? So you see, it is a phenomenon that takes place in both the Old and New Testament alike. And Brother Branham continues to warn us in paragraph 67 of Satan's Eden, as he says, in Satan's Eden of sin and unbelief, a religious perversion is perverted kingdom. Instead of taking God's word, they have took the intellectual learning of man. Instead of taking the church, they took the organization and they're bringing it into one head. Notice, they're bringing this organized religion into one head. How are they going to do it? Through politics. He said in Jezebel religion, they couldn't do it through religion. So they're mixing it with politics and there they will get it done. Now I'm going to show you where this is taking place. Now we see this taking place as we sit in church today. From an exposition of the seven church ages, the Thyatiran church age, Brother Branham said Ahab married Jezebel and he did it as a political maneuver to strengthen his kingdom and secure it. That is exactly what the church did when it married under Constantine. They both got together. Now remember that word Constantine, okay? They both got together for political reasons, though they put a spiritual heir to it. Now, no one can convince me that Constantine was a Christian. But people try to say they are because, they mention Jesus Christ. He was a pagan, which looked like Christian trappings, or with what looked like Christian trappings. He was a pagan. Constantine was a pagan, but he had religious trappings. He painted white crosses on the soldier's shield. Huh. He was the originator of the Knights of Columbus. He put a cross on the steeple of St. Sophia, thereby starting a tradition. It was Constantine's idea to get everyone together, the pagans, nominal Christians, and the true Christians. And for a while, it looked as if he would succeed, for the real believers came along to see if they could bring back the ones that had drifted away from the word. When they saw that they couldn't bring it back into the truth, they were forced to break away from that body of politic. Then when they did, they were called heretics and persecuted. I'm going to show you a picture here. Breaking Greek audiences cheer as Archbishop hands Trump a holy cross and says he is the new Constantine, like the founder of Constantinople. What do you think of that? Alpha Omega. What took the whole world under Catholicism will do it at the end under Trump. So don't be fooled by what is going on. It looks like common sense is finally prevailing, but it is just setting up for a persecution. Do you think President Trump is aware what he is doing? And I doubt it. I don't think Constantine was aware. Just as much as he was unaware of being played by Fauci with rushing the COVID vaccine. Remember, we'll make it good. We're going to push it through. And then they mandated the push through. That's one thing he's been very naive about. Remember, he is not a politician. He is a businessman. So when he was looking at the vaccine, I'm sure he's looking at the business of the vaccine, okay? Now back to Satan's Eden 68. The church has been with this lust veil on. Notice what it's done to her. It's perverted her from innocence to knowledge. How many of you thought, hey, maybe this guy's a real Christian? I hope he didn't. I hope he didn't fall for that because he used the name of God or used the name of Jesus. The church has been with this lust veil on. Notice what has been done. It's perverted her from innocence to knowledge. The holy veil, she was innocent with the lust veil. She's knowledge. She knows it's pleasant. She knows what it does, see? The fruit of a tree the fruit, a tree to be desired, making one wise. She is perverted from innocence to knowledge, from holiness to filth and lust, and from life to death. This kingdom has to die. This kingdom shall die. God of heaven will destroy it from the face of the earth. From God's power of transformation, he said, now, if you'll turn with me, you wish to, or write down, to Revelation, the third chapter, the Holy Spirit predicting this last church age, to the Laodicean Pentecostal church age in this last days. He said, thou art naked and blind and know it not. There is God's seed under innocence. Not knowing at all that they were naked. Under a veil of Holy Spirit, veiling them from sin. It's like he brings in this Amy White or whatever her name is. She's a Pentecostal, you know, so he's under a Pentecostal influence. Under the veil of Holy Spirit, veiling them from sin. And now in the last church age, we find here that they're naked again and they don't even know it. And President Trump does not know that his first term ended in a trap and his second will fall into the same trap just the same. The Vatican and religious circles cause all the blindness that we are seeing, but remember, it is a trap. Now remember, he lost his first term. It was stolen from him after he went up against the Pope. You would have thought he would have learned by experience, but he didn't, because he's falling for the same trap this time, the Russian Orthodox Pope. Okay? But it's not the Holy Spirit veil. It's the veil that Satan slipped over Eve back there, a veil of lust, the lust veil. They are so filthy till they don't know that they're naked. Are women on the streets with shorts on and sexy dress. So notice it's a veil that Satan slipped over them. They don't even know that they are naked too. Notice William Branham said, and now in the last church age, we find here that they're naked again and don't even know it. Can't get any more naked than to sleep with all of them women. All right? And they can't think that's okay. They just can't think it's okay, but they do. Paragraph 69. Notice in this perversion, it's become from a man to a woman. Huh? You see it in the schools? And from a woman to a man, and they don't know it. And so we've got an administration that says, we're not going to take that filth anymore, but we'll take this filth over here. We'll take the homosexual, but we won't take the LGBT. You see? It's become from a man to a woman to a man, and they don't even know it. They don't even know it. A very good product of Satan's Eden if you watch the streets today at our modern people. You see, it's okay to have a man to be your wife, but it's not okay for her to be called a her. I mean, for him to be called a her. You see? In other words, we won't accept the transvestite, but you know what? They can marry. They can do these things. They can live in sin. You know, a man can treat a woman like a... You know, the Bible says, you turn down the word of God and you're going to burn in your lust for one another, okay? That is what we see today. All this transsexual stuff, men not only acting like women, but they are actually wanting to be women. And it started by the women's movement where the women wanted to be like men. You see it? All you got to do is go back 20 years ago, maybe 40 years ago, 1980s. The women's liberals. They all had butch haircuts and butch this and butch that, and they all wanted to be men. And you know what? The men followed suit and started dressing and acting like women, wearing earrings and painting their fingernails and doing all kinds of stupid stuff, okay? Don't you see it's a spirit? And our prophet warned us, you know, if women had never gone that route, okay, they'd never worn the earrings and the fingernails and stuff, men wouldn't try to act like them because they wouldn't have a pattern to act like. They'd just be men, or maybe sissified men, but they'd be men. But they have this pattern, so they're falling into it. And it's a spirit, Brother Ram says. And our prophet warned us it would take place 70 years ago. Can you imagine that? I'm 72. 70 is a full generation. And we have gone from when he said these things in 1965 until we see them in 2025, 70 years. 65, 60. Okay. We are promised 70 years, and if good health, 80. And notice the paragraph here is 70. Paragraph 70. And notice the prophecy. Notice it was Eve that Satan used to make Adam sin by her power of lust. Now, what? 70 years later, the same, doing the same thing today. Notice bobbed hair, painted face, sexually dressed. She does that. And don't know that every one of those things is contrary to the word of God. To cut her hair makes her a dishonorable woman, a prostitute. To wear shorts puts her disgraceful. Put sexy dresses on her to make her a prostitute, and she don't know it. Not because of the holiness of God, because the lust of Satan. Do you think President Trump knows that he's living in adultery? And adultery in the flesh is idolatry in the spirit. She causes her Adam to lust for her. She took off her clothes that God dressed her in back in Eden for a journey through his wilderness. She took them off. She stripped herself down when God had her wrapped all around in skins. She's begun to shave a little off each time. Now she's back to where she was at the beginning. Now she got her Adam to wearing her underneath clothes. You hear that, boys? A man put on them old sissy-looking shorts and get out there? I don't think there is much a man in him. He is the biggest sissy that I know of, see? She's got her perverted Adam to act like she is, wearing her underneath clothing. She's seen what she could do out yonder when she took off all of her clothes. But her underneath ones, that's the shorts. Of course, that's a woman's underneath clothes. You know, I grew up, I have to admit, before I got the Holy Ghost, I didn't see a problem wearing shorts. I played soccer all the time. But after I saw this, and I was a graduate from college, and I saw this, I said, wait a minute. I can't wear shorts anymore. And so I would wear long pants. Then they said, well, you can't play if you got long pants on. So I said, well, can I play goalie? Yeah, you can play goalie. So I changed and became a goalie so I could still play. So I don't think there is much man to him. He is the biggest sissy I know of. See, she's got her perverted Adam to act like she does, see, wearing her underneath clothes. She's seen what she could do out yonder when she took off all of her clothes. But her underneath ones, that's the shorts, of course. That's the woman's underneath clothes. All right, so we're just going to bow our heads in prayer before I say another word and get you really mad at me. But I'm just saying what a vindicated prophet said, and he only said what Paul said. So let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we're thankful, Lord, for this word. We know it's a little bit short today, but Lord, it was very good because we're actually peeling back the onion of 2025, and we're actually seeing all these things were foretold many years ago by our prophet. And so, Lord, we're just committing it all back to the unfolding of it and the manifesting of those spirits. In Jesus' name we pray. And that we would not fall under them, but that we would fall under your word. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen.